A dream that's been in the works for years came to fruition in 2023. It's bringing even more possibilities for the future. In June, the Mountjoy Farmers Market kicked off its first season in a permanent structure at 537 Pavilion Drive, on the shores of Matagami River just west of the bridge. The opening was weeks earlier than usual and the market extended later in the year than it ever has. Even on a rainy day, the structure means there is 3,000 square feet of dry space for vendors and shoppers. The 20-week market season last year was over and above the expectations of Rock Whistle, who is the president of the Porcupine District Agricultural Society, spearheaded the push for the pavilion. The talks of having a pavilion started in 2019 when the long-running farmers market moved from the Mountjoy Arena to the Mountjoy Historical Park. Just as it was gaining momentum, COVID-19 put everything on hold. In 2022, Barry Petrosky donated land across the road and the new permanent home of the weekly market was established at the site where Game On Ball Hockey used to be. Work on the structure started in April 2023. While COVID temporarily shut down plans, it also created space for opportunity. During those 2 years, said Whistle, people were at home creating and producing items. It's helped curate the success of the market today. Having 20 vendors in a building is what my dream was. And now having to either put up another building or continue with 30 vendors outside, which is what we'll be starting next spring with a total of 50 vendors, is something we could continue to grow and how big is this going to be? I don't even want to predict it anymore, he said. Throughout the 2023 season, which ran from mid-June to the end of October, 77 vendors participated. For about 17 out of the 20 weekends, Whistle said there were 1,500 to 2,000 shoppers. The last three were a little slower because of the weather and not expecting the farmers market to continue for those 3 additional weeks, he said. This year, the goal is to open even earlier, the weekend after May run. That means the season could be up to 25 weeks. The building is also for more than just the farmers market. When the farmers market isn't on, people can rent the pavilion. Rentals include access to the building's electricity and the washrooms, and are done through Service Timmins.